Well, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the 1110 KBND Friday Noon News. I'm Dave Jarvis. This update is brought to you by Hertz Car Sales. See nearly every make and model, plus many more online. Hertz Car Sales have been the better way to buy a car. In the newsroom, here's Kelly Blyer.
Thanks, Dave. Today in Portland, an autopsy is starting on a Lapine man found yesterday in a nearby river. 58-year-old Dean Marsh had been missing since last Saturday afternoon. Authorities found his pickup yesterday morning and then his body shortly before 4 in the afternoon. He was in the Deschutes River about 1,000 yards north of the McGregor viewpoint where his truck was parked. Captain Mark Mills with the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office says Central Oregon has been hit with some tough cases recently, but it's all coincidental.
There's been several incidents in the recent past that people seem to be alarmed about and feel they may be connected. There is no indications that they are.
Mills says with this case, there was no obvious cause of death, and they'll work with the medical examiner in hopes of coming to a conclusion. Friends of Dean Marsh are mourning the loss of him. Members of High Lakes Christian Church in Lapine, where Dean attended, say yesterday's discovery of his body in the river was devastating. Dulcie Pierce says she didn't see any signs that Dean was depressed.
If he was, he hit it really well. There's a lot of us that are now thinking, what did we miss? How did we miss the signs? If they were there, he masked them very well. But like I said, he really was a man of strong faith, and that really shined no matter what the outcome of the autopsy is. That's what we're going to hang on to.
Dean Marsh and his family moved to Lapine about 2 years ago from Washington State. Dulcie said Dean's always had a smile on his face and an encouraging word. She says he will be missed. Health officials are now calling the 3 meningitis cases in Central Oregon a small cluster and not a community outbreak.
These people were probably just caught in the right conditions at the right time, if you will, a perfect storm, rather than having a broader community risk. We don't have a broad tidal wave hitting the community.
Crook County Communicable Disease Coordinator Karen Yergain says the 3 people did not spread the disease among themselves. Rather, the conditions were right in each of the case for the disease to take hold. And Central Oregon lawmakers are not in Salem today. They are here in district in hopes of hearing from many of you. They're hosting a number of public meetings. State Senator Chris Telfer and Representative Jason Conger, both of Bend, are at Pappy's Pizza tonight at 5:30.
We are going to hold a town hall meeting, public invited. We'd love to hear from anybody with concerns or comments about what progress we're making or any particular issues they want to bring up, or just to get an update.
There's also a town hall meeting tomorrow morning at 9:30 at the Redmond Fire Station. For more details on these stories, go to KBND.com. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND.